Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm Sam. We'd plant loads of vegetables and rhubarb and everything around the school, and we'd water them every day.
Yeah. I saw some of your beehives outside. How many beehives do you have?
Like for the school or for my home?
Oh, have you a beehive at home as well?
Oh, we have 50.
50 beehives?
Yeah.
Do you sell your honey?
We do.
It's the best honey ever.
It's the best one?
It's the best honey ever.
That's high praise, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm Johnny, and with the green schools, we have chickens, we grow plants, we go out every morning and we water them, and we were pulling garlic there earlier on for Miss Murphy. And
do you take home some of the stuff that you grow here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you help cook the dinner and things like that?
No.
Who has to cook the dinner?
Mum.
That doesn't seem fair at all. Sure it doesn't.
My name is Danica, and every Tuesday we used to have a kind of meeting to see what we do, and we plan stuff, and we have chickens.
So who is the leader of the green school?
Me.
Miss Murphy. So we might talk to Miss Murphy in a few minutes. But tell me, you just won a flag.
Yes. Green flag.
Green flag. How many do you have now?
Four.
And what are they for?
Water and electricity were two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And biodiversity and recycling.
What does biodiversity mean?
Max, it's where animals live.
And you do lots here to encourage that, don't you? I saw some lovely trees. What's your name?
Aoife. Biodiversity is like the different kinds of plants and animals, like in the area, the different kinds of nature that we have around.
So you've got a green flag for biodiversity.
Electricity.
What do you do for electricity? Do you have solar panels?
Turn off the lights.
Say we turn off the whiteboard at night or when we leave school.
So the things that you learn in school about the planet and climate change, do you practice those at home as well?
Yes.
Is it important to you?
Yes.
Why is it important?
So we don't just do it in our school, so we can kind of spread it around and let people know.
Well, it tells people like that you should do more of like planting and more of getting animals and looking after animals, because if you didn't do that, the world would be really horrible.
There is no second Earth. This is basically right now the only planet that has life.
So we've only got one planet, so we need to take care of it, don't we? Anybody else want to tell me anything about what they do at home?
We have an acre, and I grew a few spuds last year and cabbage, and I grew a few more trees this year.
I grow stuff. I have 15 chickens and 7 chicks and a big garden with lots of trees and stuff.
What do you do with all those eggs?
Eat them and sell them.
Wow, you're really enterprising here. Honey, eggs, what else?
Spuds.
You sell your spuds, do you?
Yeah, just neighbours and friends and things.
Wow. Well, I'm not too far away. I'm going to have to make a shopping list.
I have vegetables. I have peas, tomatoes, cucumber, all that kind of stuff, and like warn them every evening and let everyone else know what you're doing, so they'll start doing it as well.
We grow peas and carrots, and we grow Brussels sprouts as well.
Do you think it's important to know where your food comes from?
Yeah. We have a huge compost heap. There's loads of sleepers and we keep building up. We keep putting stuff in it. It's a good compost. And we grow loads of tomatoes. We have a huge dome greenhouse. There's loads of stuff in there. Tomatoes, pumpkins, and we have a big huge raspberry bush at the end of the garden. It's lovely.
What's your name?
Kira. I have this rhubarb that I brought home from the school. It was dying, but then it grew back really quickly. I was growing some strawberries and they came out really quickly, and I sold them in my dad's.
At home we have 2 chickens in my nanny's house, and they've laid a load of green eggs and they're really nice, and we sold potatoes in our house.
Do you think that you will take what you've learned here in the green schools into secondary school with you?
Yeah.
It's fun taking care of our planet.
It's important to keep our planet good because we only have one.
It's important that we look after our planet because, like Sophie said, we only have one, and we have to look after it and look after all the wildlife in it and all the nature.
What do we know about trees?
They grow.
They do grow. Why are trees important?
Because we breathe oxygen, and when we breathe out the carbon dioxide, they take it in and give us oxygen. So it's important for us, and it's important for the trees as well.
You were involved in a tree planting campaign recently.
Yeah. We had a lot of trees, so we got them
and we gave them to children in the school, and we went home and planted them.
Did everybody plant them? The trees that you got? Tell me the kind of trees that you got. I heard you guys talking earlier about the names of some of the trees.
I got an oak. I started it off at home, and then I brought it up to my uncle's farm, and it seems to be growing away nicely out of the back of the shed.
I got beech from this school. I put in a bigger pot first so I can grow a bit bigger, and then I brought it down to the back of the garden. I planted it down there, and it's grown really good, and it's big now as well. Yeah, so it's a nice tree.
I got hazelnut, and it's outside our chicken coop, and it's still growing. Yeah, it's going well.
Did you plant some here in the school?
Yes. A few weeks ago we got apple trees and we planted them on the side of the school.
Lovely. I saw those. They look really nice. This time next year, do you think you'll have apples?
Yeah.
We
also have an apple tree at home, but the tree that I got was an oak tree, and I could tell because the leaves were shaped just from oak tree's leaves.
We also put up a lot of bug houses and stuff and attached them to the trees.
We also, for biodiversity, had Emma's cows in, and she talked about them.
Matthew and Ona brought sheep in.
Wow, you've done loads, haven't you? So sheep, cows, chickens, bees.
Ducks. I have ducks.
You have ducks? Tell me about the ducks.
I brought in ducks a few weeks ago.
How many ducks do you have?
Seven.
Do they have names?
Bonnie, Clyde is gone. Daisy, Daffy, Lola, Quackers.
Great names for ducks.
We brought in chicks, Bandon, but they're all dead now.
Oh no, I had chickens once as well, and the fox took them. So Miss Murphy, you're in charge of the Green Schools Committee here. You have a great bunch of children.
Yeah, they make it an easy job, in fairness. It's great to work with them. They came in all guns blazing at the start of the year. They have so much interest in the environment and nature themselves. So I think here in the school, we were learning from the Green Schools Committee instead of the other way around. You can see even the amount of children that applied to be on the committee has tripled or quadrupled for next year, because they can see how much fun they're having and how interactive it is, and they can see how enthusiastic these kids are, and that they get to bring their interest to the school and get to go out and, you know, they're coming up with the ideas and they're leading it and putting it into action and getting their classes involved and getting them interested. So, you know, it was an easy task coordinating them, because they were so passionate themselves.
And you just got awarded your fourth Green School flag.
Our fourth Green School flag, yeah.
What does that mean to you as a school?
Well, it's great. You know, it's nice that the work that's been done has been recognised. It's not all about recognition, but you can see that the kids are so enthusiastic and involved, not just in school, but they're bringing it home to their gardens, they're bringing it home to their communities. You can see the Residents Association Fig down in Fenna are very involved in the school, and you can see that what they're learning in school is being applied practically. So it's great to see kind of the fruits of that labour in the flags. You know, they can fly it outside and everyone can see that we are a green school and that we're looking after our planet. And
I really get a sense from the children how important climate action is for them, both here and at home. It's hugely important, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's great to see that they're realising that, you know, it's our planet, it's their planet, and, you know, it's everyone's job to look after it. It's not just going to happen, and they're making the small changes that will come together to make the big change.
Thank you very much for allowing me to come in and chat with you today.
I just kind of like say thanks to Miss Murphy, because every Tuesday she was here with us, and James and her were always planting stuff with us.
Our secret.